This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Rising insurance costs are hitting more and more renters. A new report shows that policy costs for multifamily rental properties are skyrocketing alongside homeowners' policies. That's making it harder to build new affordable housing, and rising costs are being passed on to tenants. Lead author Alex Casey says everyone deserves a roof over their heads.
Current trends in the primary insurance market make it difficult to sustain that roof into the future for renters in multifamily affordable housing.
Casey says that rising premiums can also make it difficult for owners to retrofit rental properties with improvements that mitigate wildfire risk. In the meantime, snitching on water wasters is now a thing in and around Denver. CPR Sam Brash reports it's part of Denver Water's response to the ongoing drought.
Greg Fisher oversees conservation for Denver Water. He says the form is meant to help enforce strict drought restrictions, in effect since March. Those rules limit lawn watering to 2 days a week and ban it outside the cool morning hours.
It's all about saving water, keeping it in the reservoirs for the possibility that this drought continues this year and next year, maybe even beyond.
The utility launched the form earlier this month and has already received 800 complaints. First-time violators get a mailed reminder about the drought rules. Repeat offenders can face fines or even water shutoffs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And you can find that form at denverwater.org. Children's Hospital says it has a critical need for blood in Colorado. That's going into what's typically a seasonal downturn for donations when fewer people give blood during summer break, while more people often get injured in car accidents and outdoor activities. Doctors say one blood donation can help up to five kids in need. World Blood Donor Day is June 14th. This is CPR News.